Hey, this is Andy C.
Hey, it's Future Bound here.
Hey, this is Katie from Coven.
It is me, Mosey, everyone's favourite dad of DMB.
Hey, this is Wilkinson.
Hey, this is Netsky.
Hey, it's Boo.
Yo, this is Bensley.
Hey, guys, it's Formula.
Hey, it's Andromatic.
This is the Full Noise Podcast with Mike Nicholas.
Right now, stoked to be chatting to Alice in Wonderland. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? I think I'm good. I might be going crazy, honestly.
Fair enough.
I might be. I'm quarantining.
Yep.
I'm on day 11 in your beautiful country, and I might be going crazy, but that's fine, right?
Oh, that's all good. I'm glad I can keep you company for a short part of this quarantine.
Amazing.
You must be frothing, to say the least, to be getting out back into the festival round.
Oh my God, am I ever. I honestly, yesterday I was, because I've got some decks in my room here.
Yeah.
And I was kind of listening to some music to get into the mood to play the show.
Yeah.
And I started like talking to a fake crowd. And I swear to God, if someone was to stare into my hotel window right now, they for the last few days, they would have just seen me headbanging and talking to the wall. So that really happened. It really, really happened.
It'll be a fascinating time to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah, honestly. And this is my first show in 10 months.
Yeah, wow. Oh. That's insane.
Yeah, I know. And I tour really heavily usually. So to play my one show in 10 months, I don't even know what I'm going to do. Honestly, I have so much energy to let out. It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember. This is a bit of a random yarn. But I actually spoke to you just before R&V. We did a little interview backstage just before your performance at R&V.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I didn't know it was you, but I remember doing an interview. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, you probably get that all the time.
How was the interview?
It was a great interview, but it's...
Oh, wait, I remember. No, wait, don't even tell me. You sat in my... Don't even talk for a second. You sat backstage with me in my room, and you had the little we were interviewing I think just on your phone, right?
Yeah, yep. That was it.
Yeah, and we talked about, I think we were talking about Quicks or something.
Yep.
And,
yep.
Yeah. See, I do remember.
So I thought you were just going to make it up then. And go, yeah, I remember, because you probably get that all the time.
Yeah, but I wouldn't lie. If I didn't remember, I would tell you. But yeah, no, I do remember. And we were sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I remember.
That's right. And it's quite funny, looking back on that interview now. Well, I don't know about funny, but it's interesting looking back on that interview now, because obviously we're just about to go into 2020, the new decade. There was a lot of talk about what you're going to be doing in 2020. And it's just crazy now, a year later almost, sitting here and being like, shit.
Honestly, it's so weird. I could never, I didn't have any of this year on my 2020 bingo card at all. I really didn't. and honestly, New Zealand is so lucky. I hope you guys know how lucky you are, because there's so much freedom that you guys have right now, coming from a place that doesn't really have that much freedom. And it's just surreal seeing everyone with masks off and fully functioning and having festivals, and you guys just did the right thing. You really did.
Yeah, totally.
I'm sure some of it was painful and annoying, but you guys have it great, really.
Yep.
And so this is kind of the dream destination, and everyone I've told that I'm going here, they're like, oh, bring me with you, So it's been crazy. I really thought that my life would be completely different right now, but it's not. But that's fine, because I'm back in New Zealand, so it's fine. It's like full circle.
Yeah, well, it is. And obviously you're safe and well, so that's good. How have you been keeping yourself busy in quarantine?
So every day I walk around in a circle for an hour. That's real. And then I just work on music.
Yep.
That's basically all I've been doing, is working on music and then doing star jumps and walking around in a circle. That's literally all I've been doing. And then talking to my parents.
Nice. Yeah. It actually makes me really excited thinking about that you might be making some of your biggest bangers, future bangers, in New Zealand. That's awesome.
I might actually be doing that. That's correct. I've definitely been like, oh, this is a pretty good vibe right now. Yeah. So I've got my little studio set up in here, and I've got decks, and so I'm able to DJ and make music. So honestly, it's not that different to my normal life because I don't have a social life. I don't go out and I sit and either DJ or make music. So, you know, I'm not honestly probably not really going that crazy. I think it's just more the mental barrier of not being able to just get outside, when I want. But apart from that, I'm fine. Yeah. I'll do it for the rave.
Well, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Yeah.
Apparently.
We love that. As you say, for the rave, playing at Hidden Valley for the first time in 9 months. 9 months? 10 months?
10 months.
Ten months. Wow. That's actually like just unfathomable. What have you probably missed the most about festivals?
Honestly, just the energy between myself and the crowd. Mm-hmm. It's such a high for me, and nothing really beats it ever. Mm-hmm. And I miss that. I miss feeling something from lots of people. And it's just like this invisible thing that is way more like it affects you more than anything physical.
Yeah.
So, I miss getting on stage. I miss the adrenaline rush. You know, I miss seeing people's faces and kind of transcending with everyone together. And, you know, it's just like, I've been touring and playing shows for so long that this is the weirdest thing for me. You know, this is not my normal life. My normal life is not having structure, basically.
Yeah.
My normal life is, you know, what's tomorrow? Oh, okay, I just go with the flow. And so having this structure and like actually having to stay in one place is really weird for me.
Yeah, totally. I bet. And of course, Impala, you've just announced the after party as well. It seems like a waste for you to come over here and just play two shows. Surely you're going to jump in and do a few more things while you're here.
Well, here's the thing. On the poster, it says it's my only show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so people bought tickets based on the fact that it's my only show. So right. I'm going to stick to that.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do an after party because I want to respect that, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, and then I'm actually going to stay in New Zealand for a little longer. I might actually drive down to Wellington.
Nice.
And just, like, vibe out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I would love to play, like, 20 shows. But, you know, I don't want to lie to anyone. So.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's fair. I like that. That's genuine. We love that. But, yeah, you should definitely just, like, do a bit of a tour around New Zealand. Like, I'm from Christchurch. Come on down to Christchurch. I know you've been here before, but yeah, come on down here.
I really want to go. I think the last time I went to Christchurch was like 3 years ago now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. The last time you did the arena show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah, make the most of it. You might as well. Yeah, you're probably not really in a rush to get home.
I'm really not. I have the annoying thing is like I do have to go back, but if I didn't, and it's just for work that I have to go back. But if I didn't, I'd probably just find someone here to marry.
Fair.
Right? And chill.
Yeah, I mean, Jacinda will let you stay.
Okay. She seems cool. She DJs.
Yeah, exactly. Easy. Yeah. And also, you've just announced the Wonderverse live stream as well, which is happening in early January. That looks absolutely insane, by the way. Congrats on that.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that's going to be really crazy. I actually have to wear a full motion capture suit when I do that. So that's why I have to fly back to the States because it's live and I'm in the actual studio doing it with a motion capture suit and I can see everyone and it's super crazy. Like I've never seen anything like it. So
It's the future.
It's the future.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. I mean like it's cool, but I think there's nothing really beats the real thing, does it?
No, that's right. Yeah, it doesn't compare to the full vibe 100%.
Yeah.
No, fair. Well, thank you so much for your time. I genuinely do really appreciate you having a chat during this crazy time.
Yeah.
It's cool to catch up with you like a year later.
I know. Honestly, that's actually really funny. Yeah. When you jogged my memory, I completely remembered. I've got a really good memory though. So like if you jog my memory in a year again, I'll be like, oh, quarantine friend and Rhythm and Vines friend.
Maybe we should do that, make this an annual thing and just do a catch up to see what life's like in a year's time.
I honestly think we should. You know what we should do before we go?
Yeah.
I think we should put it out in the universe that next year is going to get better. I think we should both do that.
Yeah, manifest.
Like we've had the shit and now we're ready. We're ready to like have some good things come our way.
Yeah.
And sometimes to have order, you need disorder. So this is a disorder. And we're going to have our chat next year. this time next year, and we're going to have some exciting things to tell each other, okay?
Yeah, 100%. I couldn't agree more with that. I look forward to that.
Okay, good.
All righty, well, thank you so much for your time. Good luck for the rest of quarantine. What are you doing for Christmas?
I actually, you know, weirdly enough, this is also a nice little circle back, but yep. I get out on Christmas, and then Quicks and his wife are having Christmas with me. I'm having Christmas with their family.
Oh, that's so good. I'm so glad. I was hoping that you weren't going to be by yourself or something stuck in New Zealand.
Oh, no. I'm well looked after here. So
great.
I'm very lucky.
I was almost about to invite you to my own family Christmas, so I'm glad that
someone's looking after you. No, I would have
turned up. Oh, amazing. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Good luck for the rest of the quarantine. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And I hope the Hidden Valley goes very well.
Thank you. Bye.
Follow us on the socials. Just search @FullNoise.